Log Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome everybody. It's really good to be here. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Minneapolis Mad Dads, National Mad Dads, Mad Dads all over the country. But we got a co-host with her. She's a mom, a part of the Moms Division of Mad Dads, Mothers Offering Moral Support. How you doing today?
Doing fine. How are you today, BJ?
Hey, I'm doing great. You know, we're talking about goals today and how to reach your goals. And you know, one thing I found out is a lot of times, you know, people say they have goals, but really and truly to have goals, there's a few things that you have to do. You know, and I think in order to do those things, it's important to understand that to reach your goal, there's some things that have to go on in your life. Have you ever seen somebody walking around and they keep doing the same thing all the time? You look around 5 years later, they're doing the same thing, smoking weed, getting high, hanging on the corner. 5 more years later, they're still doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they wonder, man, how come you're so successful? What is it about a person that wants to reach a goal that makes them different?
Motivation. You got to stay motivated and have goals that are within your reach, nothing that is reaching for the sky. You have to take baby steps before you can just, you know, you can't expect to hit the lottery and change your life overnight. You got to do little steps to make your life better, and to keep motivated is a big thing with that.
Well, answer me this. What is that thing that separates, you know, because guys can come from the same neighborhood, Chicago Avenue, Broadway, around those hoods, St. Paul, whatever. One cat can come out a stellar student, excellent, still from the same house even. Somebody else will be on the block, man, still smoking blunts 10 years later. What is it that makes them different? What is that thing that they call it the it factor? What is that?
It's being strong and believing in yourself is the main thing. I mean, you can be from the worst upbringing and surroundings and still turn out to be a scientist or the president or whatever you want to be. It's out to you. You have to stay strong, not be weak-minded. Surround yourself with positive people, step one, because if you surround yourself with people that aren't doing anything with their life, then that's just going to be exactly what you're going to do, do nothing with your life. That's what you see people doing. That's what you're going to do. So I guess surrounding yourself with positive people would be the first step.
Well, you know, I like that. And one of the things we have here, set positive goals and reasonable expectations. Have you ever seen somebody trying to reach a goal that was way beyond what they could ever reach and then get upset and get mad because it didn't work out?
Right, all the time. And that's why they fail, because they set the bar too high. So then when they do fail, that's their excuse to give up and not try anymore. So if you set the bar at an average level and at something you know that you can possibly do instead of reaching for the sky, then when you do achieve that first step, you'll feel the gratification of, you know, achieving that. If you say, hey, I'm going to earn $10,000 this month and you earn $2,000, you're going to let yourself down. But if you say, my goal is just to continue to be successful and, you know, maybe one day reach it to that point, that's way better than saying I'm going to and then letting yourself down in the long run.
You know, and one of the big things about when letting yourself down in the long run is the fact that you keep believing that you can do something that you really can't do. And when you need help, and a lot of times it's hard for people to ask for help.
Yes, it is.
Why do you think it's so hard for people to ask for help?
People's self-esteem, pride, takes a lot for certain people to get themselves enough courage to ask somebody for help, let alone, you know, ask somebody that they look up to for help. Some people's pride just get in the way, so.
Well, it looks like we got a caller that wants to talk to us on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to go right to it. Your number is 1364. Welcome to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
I'm all right. How y'all doing today?
Good. Did you have something you wanted to add to this?
Hey, man, what's up? I just wanted to say I appreciate what y'all do on Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? The positive stuff y'all do on the air, man, it's just uplifting. That's what I want to say to y'all.
Hey, well, we appreciate you, sir. And we've been talking about goals. What are some of the things that you can say to help people achieve their goals?
One, I like to say they got to believe in the Lord. Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
One, I want to say they got to believe in the Lord and get them a goal that they want to accomplish in life, but take the Lord with you, and they'd be able to succeed.
Hey, absolutely. You know, I think God has got to play a big role in anything that you can do to achieve your goals and to get to your goals. One thing that I'm going to read here says, if we have not achieved our early dreams, we must either find new ones or see what we can salvage from the old. And if we have accomplished what we set out to do in our youth, then we need not weep like Alex the Great, that we have no more worlds to conquer. There is clearly much left to be done, and whatever else we are going to do, we had better get it done. So what would you say is your next goal? What are you trying to accomplish, sir, as a man that has changed your life now? What are you trying to accomplish now?
And I'm glad you asked me that, DJ, because I had goals when I was young, but I broke them because I wanted to be in the streets. And I was telling my daughter yesterday, you know, we all allowed a second chance. And my goal today to be a better father to my daughter, to open me a business and give God all the praises that I can give him and be a living testimony for him. And that's my goal, to be the best mad dad man I ever been on an outreach team. That's my goal.
Well, that's good, man. And I thank you for wanting those goals, and we appreciate you as mad dads. So thank you for calling in. You listen to Blog Talk Radio, and that was my brother L.A. calling in live from the national headquarters and here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I am sitting here with one of our moms from the Moms Division of Mad Dads. And you want to introduce yourself to everybody?
Hi, everybody. My name is Melissa, and I am a mad mom.
That's Melissa. Thank you, Melissa. You know, you can call us at 347-215-9262. That's our calling number, 347-215-9262. And we love to hear what you have to say about setting your goals and achieving your goals. And one thing I know is when you determine what you want, and once you have made the most important decision in your life, you have to know what you want in order to obtain it. And I think so many people walk around in life, Melissa, not really knowing what they want. They think they know what they want, but they don't really know what they want. And it even goes into the situation, like say you choose somebody to be with. You know that's not really what you want, but then you get caught up in a relationship.
Right.
Or you might get pregnant.
Right.
And then you stuck with somebody you didn't want.
Right.
You know, I mean, how can you, as I look at Heaven, your daughter, she's how old?
Seven.
She's 7 years old, beautiful young lady, and knows how to sing, too. She knows what she wants.
Yes, she does.
She wants to be a singer. But what is it, when did you find out what it really was that you wanted in life?
I learned the hard way. I had children at a young age, so I didn't have a choice. I had to be a mother. Now that I am an older mother, my choices are to make sure that my kids don't make the same mistakes I made. I don't want them to be young parents. I want them to stay in school and better themselves and let them know that there's a lot more to life than being on the streets and locked up and stuff like that. So now my mission is to just prepare my kids for the life that they're about to live.
You know, I've seen a lot of young mothers that don't do very well with preparing their kids. And I just wanted you to give them some advice because, you know, they have kids and then they get upset because baby daddy wasn't around. But that was the reason why they had the baby, was for baby daddy to be around. You know, that I had this baby because I thought that would make us, you know, close. I knew all the other girls liked you, but I chose you because you was the best on the basketball team or the football team, or you sold more weed than anybody. I chose you for that. Then I had your baby because I wanted to keep you all the time with me because my daddy wasn't around, so I wanted you around. What advice do you give to women that choose to do that? And I know even some of them say they don't care if he don't be around. I just want a baby.
Yeah, they say that, but when that baby comes, it's a whole different story. To them, I say if that's the reason why you want to have a child with somebody is to keep them around or to, you know, because they are the number one guy of this day or tomorrow or whatever, that's the wrong reason. You're going to be bringing a child into this world with no father, which already gives them a strike against them, which is hard. If you're young, that's another strike. If you don't have a job or not the right schooling, that's more strikes that are really on you, but you're just turning them over on your child. So if you don't have the right education or if you don't have the right job, how are you going to provide for your child or make it better for them? If you don't get a break because you are a single parent and, you know, the dad's not there and the dad's family's not there, you're not going to get a break. You're going to be stressed out because you're not going to have no you time. It's always going to be the baby. And then hopefully you don't, you know, take it out on the child because it really isn't their fault. They didn't ask to be here. You brought them into this world. So, you know, it's hard. You know, I have three children, a 22-year-old, a 21-year-old, and a 7-year-old. And I've raised all three by myself without the dad. I was young with the first two, and that was some of my thoughts. You know, oh, I'm in love. I'm, you know, be with this guy forever. But as soon as you have that baby, that guy is gone. And you're stuck with the child still, you know. You have to make the right decisions and, you know, say, am I going to move on and better myself for my child, or am I going to sit back and feel sorry for myself? And, you know, it's hard, but you got to just move on.
Well, you know, I'm really thankful that you're here to be a part of the mission, the work that we do here. Sometimes I find it really hard to explain how thankful I am that, Melissa, that you're part of what we do. You're just such a great addition to our mission and what we do, and I know you've learned a lot from us too.
Definitely.
So I'm really thankful for that. You know, sometimes in your life you get to places and you meet people and you're excited that it happened. Got another caller wants to get on. I had another question for you, but I'm going to go to the caller 6131 and find out what they have to say. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dad. 6131.
How you doing today, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. Oh, Patrick Baggett, man, you're a man with Mad Dad's on your heart and on your mind. How's it going?
It's going fabulous. It's going fabulous.
You know, we're talking about goals, and one of the things I wanted, maybe you can help me talk about this a little bit. Obstacles are those frightful things you see when you take your eyes off your goal. You know, a lot of times, man, people run into obstacles, and they let them block them from reaching the goals they want to reach. You want to comment about that?
Well, when obstacles come my way, you know, I usually, sometimes I stumble, but I make sure when I stumble that they're not detrimental to my freedom and my well-being. And most of the times, you know, I keep my thinking cap on extra tight so I can see those obstacles coming ahead of me, and I know how to deal with them accordingly. So, you know, just believe in what you believe in. Stay focused on your goal. And, you know, no, it's not about the obstacles. It's about your goals.
You know, somebody would have probably said, Patrick, probably 2 years ago, even maybe a year ago, that you were headed nowhere, going to be nobody, and that you were up to nothing. And, you know, people had probably lost hope in you, and people had probably thought you were just strung out and out there and would never come back. How do you convince people that are out there right now, and probably even listening to our show, that he's talking about me. How do you convince them to start thinking about their goals and get off of that pity party and start doing what they need to do for their future?
First, you got to implement God in your life. Second of all, you got to start loving yourself. Third of all, you got to set goals for yourself, reachable goals. You set reachable goals for yourself, and then you got to do the legwork. You got to be patient enough. You got to have perseverance. You got to be dedicated to want to change your life. And ultimately, you know, you just want to live. You know, that's what it is. That's what it's about. Life is about living. Yes, we're going to have obstacles in this thing called life and living, but keep your eyes on your prize.
Well, you know, I think that's absolutely right, Pat. And, you know, as we grow and as we move forward and as you're learning, you know, there's different obstacles. You know, at once, you know, drugs, and that was your obstacle. Now there's, you know, different things, personalities and learning how to do different things now, because you've moved up now. You can walk by
Absolutely.
A crack addict and say, man, can I pray for you now? Instead of
Absolutely.
Before you walk by and say, hey, man, what you got? What you doing? You know, it used to be a different conversation. And
Absolutely. You know, today I don't live for drugs today. I live for life today. I live for God today. I don't need no Jack Daniels today. You know, You know, I'm all right today. I'm really, truly all right today because I keep my eyes on my prize each and every day. You know, God is good, and life is really good for me right now. Just the happiest I ever been in my life. I'm drug-free. I'm alcohol-free. No more Jack Daniels. No more Sam Adams. No more Quavo. No, none of that stuff. That's stocky, you know. No, none of that stuff. No more Coke 45 because, you know, people think because they drink Coke 45, you know, from Billy D. Williams, they think confidence is sexy. But it's not. But it's not.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right, man. I want to thank you. That's Patrick Baggett calling from the Mad Dad's headquarters once again. They're going to be going out in the outreach team. I want to say big ups to the outreach team and all those going out, North Point, and going out to fight the good fight for Ready, Set, Work and the Center for Fathering. I'm going to go to 5132. 5132, thank you for calling in. Wait a minute, here I go. 5132, welcome to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
Hello, sir. How you doing today? This is Leroy Miles.
Yeah, I think that was 7329. I'm sorry. 5132, we'll get you back. We got Leroy. Leroy, how you doing, sir?
I'm pretty good. I feel good right now at this moment.
You know, I wanted to ask you a question, and that is I wanted to ask you a question. It's people with goals succeed because they know where they're going. And I believe that if you know where you're going, there's no way that you can get lost into something that's not for you or about you. You have to know where you're going. Me and Melissa were just sitting there talking about goals. And so tell me your thoughts about that.
I'm in a room with a lot of people, and I can't hardly hear you because people are talking. So can you just repeat that one more time, please?
I sure can. People with goals succeed because they know where they're going.
They will succeed. If people focus and stay focused on their goals, they can achieve and get where they're going. You know, but there's obstacles and trials and tribulations that tries to block you, and you can get caught up, you know. But if you don't stay on that main focus on really staying with what you're trying to do and stay out of the other lane, you can mess up.
So the slogan that there's no giant steps to success, you must take a bunch of small ones. Is that true?
Yeah, I agree to that.
It's a timing thing,
you know, in time, and, you know, the Lord puts certain things in your way, and if you follow it, He put you on the next step and the next step and next step. It's a journey.
Well, you know, I just want to say to you, Leroy, thank you, man, for the many years that you've put into the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dads and the things that you've broke through in terms of outreach and the hours you put in and the people's lives that you touch. Thank you very much for that, man. I don't know, sometimes this is a thankless job, but I want to be one of the first to thank you for your contribution, sir.
Well, I thank you also, and I appreciate that.
All right, you just heard from Leroy Miles. What'd you think about that, Melissa?
I love the outreach team. They're always uplifting and motivational. I love to listen to them talk. Everything that comes out their mouths is always positive. If I ever have a bad day, I can look forward to talking to one of them and have them lift me up. So I thought it was good.
Well, you know, they say shoot for the moon, and if you miss, you land right among the stars. And so we're trying to land among the stars here. Blog Talk Radio, Minneapolis Mad Dads, going back to somebody who's been on hold for a little while. Let's see, that was that.
That's Leroy.
Is that Leroy?
Yeah.
I talked to Leroy.
That's
so
LA.
That's L.A. up there. Okay, I got L.A. and Leroy. Let's go back to L.A. and see what he's got to say. L.A., how you doing? You on Blog Talk Radio.
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
Great, great. Now, I want to ask you a question. If you don't have a plan, how can you succeed?
I wouldn't be able to succeed if I don't have a plan. I mean, I wouldn't know where to start. If I didn't have a plan, I'd be lost. And I'm being honest. If I didn't have a plan in my life, and I thank God that He allowed me another chance to put a plan in my life.
Well, I agree with you, and you're absolutely right. You must have a plan. We're kicking off our fundraiser. Thank you, L.A., I appreciate you. We're kicking off our fundraiser starting today. We're asking folks to get on our website, www.MinneapolisMadDads.org. We're asking folks to go on there, click on it, make a contribution, use your credit card. We're going to be seeing our outreach team out. They're going to be asking you to support the work we do, make a donation and a contribution. We appreciate that if you would do that. They won't be doing it today, but tomorrow they'll be equipped and ready to go out there in the community. We're going to be doing a battle between the office team and the street outreach team. And, you know, it's just going to be a competitive thing. We're just trying to raise money so that next summer we can do some of the things that we want to do and have some of the people like Melissa around to help her raise a Heaven. Heaven is her daughter, and she's a cute little lady. And, you know, maybe one day when you see us on we do Blog Talk Live and we can do it on TV, you can see Heather and her baby and all that stuff. That'd be a cool thing. So, you know, I wanted to ask you a question about, we're talking about goals, and a lot of times people set goals, and then they really get upset when it doesn't work, and then they stop altogether. What stops you from being like that? Because so many people give up. I can't do it. It's not working. Every time I try, I stop. What stops you from giving up?
It took a lot of training and mistakes myself to not give up easily. I used to be an easy giver upper. I would sound just like my kids, I can't, I can't. My new thing is to never say I can't, to say I'll try. If you say I can't, you're just going to give up hope and faith in yourself and think that you cannot do it. If you at least say I can try, then if you don't succeed, at least you don't feel like you failed. You tried, you gave it your best. So that's kind of where I'm at today. Just try. Don't say, you know, I can or I can't. Just say, I'm going to try to do it. And if you do it, then you feel good about yourself.
Well, I already know God's going to bless you. I think about it all the time. I really, it's kind of crazy. I go like, wow, Melissa's here. That's cool. We got to figure out how the blessing's going to come. And it's going to come. It is. It is. I know it is. I'm going to make sure it comes. I'm going to be a part of that blessing for you and Heaven, because y'all deserve it. You know, you have a wonderful daughter and you're a wonderful mother. And I want to thank you being that. You know, I found out something about goals that, you know, sometimes they have to change. And, you know, one of my goals was to write a book, and I was just talking to my consultant, and she said, you know, don't write a book about your life story. But for years I've been talking about this book about my life story.
Right, and
I got
waiting on it.
I got it all written down kind of, and I'm almost ready to go. And she would say, no, this is what it needs to be. And sometimes you go, wow. Sometimes you have to listen to wisdom and
right.
go, okay. You know, how many times have you had something and you've just been thinking about things and somebody says, no, do this. And if it makes sense, why not, right?
Right.
And I think with goals change. Things change.
Definitely.
People change.
Your life changes.
You know?
So.
Yeah, so you have to be able to flow with the changes. You said that's L.A. right there? Who's that up there? 1364? Let's find out who that is. 1364, you're live on Blog Talk Radio. How you doing? Are you there? Yeah, there you go. How you doing?
Hello.
1634. Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I have one question for you.
Please answer. Let me ask me. Hey, I got me messing up. Got him laughing at me.
You know. Hey. You know. How do you? You know, sometimes when we're trying to reach goals and do things in our life, we find out that sometimes it seems like it's impossible. It seems like things are just impossible, like we can't do it. What powers do you use to break through what just seems like an impossible goal?
You find someone in your life who has succeeded, who has been there and done that, and you go to that person. I found a person, and it's you. When I'm going through, and when I look at you, I'm like, wow, I want to be just like this man. So when I feel down at ease, I know I can come and talk to you. You lift me, and they get me right back on my track where my mind was headed, and for me to reach my goal. So, because sometimes I fall, we all come short, but there's always someone God put in your life that you can go to and look at it as a positive person. I'm going to tell you something. When I was going through my problems, they always told me to get around positive people. And that's why I thank God for you, because you're a positive man, And every time you walk, take them, I'd be like, at home, practice you. And I want to tell God, thank God for you, because you making L.A. reach for everything that he missed out. I'm going to get mine.
Okay. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. And
yes,
I want you to keep reaching, because I believe that you have in it. The mind determines what is possible, but the soul makes it possible for you to surpass it. And so sometimes you have to believe in your soul. You've been listening to LA. It's Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. We're excited to have this show. I mean, I think this is a great opportunity to just let you know about Mad Dads. If you're listening in, and tonight you're able to come to our support group, we plan to have a great time in our support group. It starts at 5 p.m. at 3023 4th Avenue South. We partnership with Urban Ventures and the Center for Fathering. And we plan on having about 80 people there, and we've got some stuff to give away, a little food, a little grub, and stuff like that. We're going to have a great time, but most of all, we're going to have information that will soothe your mind and your soul and really educate you and motivate you, and some resources to get you where you need to be. And that's the whole motto of why we do what we do. Melissa, you know, a quick question for you. You know, I know that you struggle with family stuff, and you know, sometimes to reach your goals, you have to break away from your family. And there's people out here that I know believe that I can't break away from my family because my family is all I got. And so if they're crackheads and alcoholics, I just got to be down with them and do what I have to do. And my kids got to be down with that, and I got to be down with them. But I just want you to talk a little bit about, to that person that's saying, wait a minute, that don't make sense to me.
Right.
I really can't be down with that.
Right.
I have to kind of separate myself. And how do I do that without being alienated from my family? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, yeah. In my predicament, I come from a big family, and we're very close. We all talk to each other and see each other on a daily basis, everybody. I have like 30 cousins, and we're very tight-knit, but 90% of them are all into something bad and are not motivated in the right way. Growing up as a close family, I've always, you know, been told, you know, we stick together. But, you know, at some point in your life, you got to realize that if they're not doing positive things in your life and they can't help you out, then maybe they don't love you enough. If they don't want you to be positive, even if they're doing bad, if they don't want you to do something positive, then you need to cut that person out of your life. It's going to be hard and it's going to hurt. But it's, you know, it's mandatory. You can either choose to walk down the path of following them, or choose the path of being a leader and, you know, breaking away. You can always call them, you know, and let them know how you're doing, but you can't bring yourself down.
And your kids down, because, see, if your daughter sees you drunk every day, mm-hmm. smoking crack, smoking weed, what do you think your daughter's going to say to you?
She's not going to say nothing. She's going to do exactly what she's been seeing.
And when somebody passes a joint, it's going to be normal.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be like,
somebody,
I see my mom do this, so
right.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
And I think parents forget and don't think about that, and they should be thinking about that, because it's important to understand your kids are whatever you are. That you might don't see me do, don't do that, but they're going to do it anyway, because they know that what you're doing is what mommy does.
Right.
And if mommy does it, if it's good enough for mommy, my hero,
right.
You know, because heaven looks at you like,
mm-hmm.
you the bomb.
Yeah.
You can't nobody do no wrong. You brought me in this world. I came from you. I know you cool.
Right.
But whatever you do, if you cuss, if you stab somebody, I'm going to do that too.
Exactly.
And so we forget as parents that it's not right for us to do what's right. Continue to do it anyway. And so in order to reach your goals, think about generational goals.
Exactly.
And I think that's what you're thinking about, is generational goals. How do you stop the generational curse? Do you believe in generational curses?
Definitely. I am a part of a generational curse.
And what's your goal to stop? Because heaven is the next generation.
Yes.
After you. And what are the things that you want to stop in the generational curse?
I have just stopped surrounding her with the negative people and started filling her life with positive.
Okay. All right, well, we got Pastor Smith in here. Pastor Smith, you're on Blog Talk Radio. You're talking to folks all around the country, all around the world. Introduce yourself. We're talking about goals and how you set goals, and just kind of introduce yourself to everybody.
My name is Pastor Hart Smith. pastor of the Spiritual Church of God in Brooklyn Center and president of Minnesota X Now in North Minneapolis. And I'm very grateful to be here in the presence of a man of God today. It is a man that has done so much for society, and just to be in his company, I'm grateful. And these are people who are trailblazers, who have blazed the trail for people such as myself to be able to come and work in the community. And I'm very grateful.
Now, about setting goals, though, what is the thing that makes you want to achieve the goal? See, you came from being homeless. You came from being a drug addict, correct?
Yes.
You came from being addicted. You came from another country. And you came to America with all that baggage. What makes you want to just reach your goals and be so successful?
You know, first you have to have a desire to want to be a better person, to want to make a change. You can't just talk it. You got to breathe it. You got to be part of it. You got to be part. It has to be part of your all. And you have to target one step at a time. Decide who you want to be and where you are going, okay? And ask the Lord to give you the strength to make it happen.
So well, before we close it, I want you to do one thing for me. Melissa is that's heaven right there, that picture right there. That's her daughter. She's fighting generational curses in her family, and she is fighting the fact that so many people in her family have decided that the negative things are the way they want to go. But she is trying to break that curse. I want you to give a prayer out to not only her, but anybody out there that is fighting against generational curses. Lay your hands on Melissa, but then pray out to everybody out there that's listening that's dealing with generational curses.
Oh, praise be to God. You know, we just going to ask God to put his anointing on you today. Because generation curse is something that seems to be going down the chain. And we have to ask God to break this curse. This is a curse that has consumed families. Some families go through the curse of cocaine, and they can't seem to depart from that. Some family go through the curse of being incarcerated, where you have the grandfather was in prison, so was the father, and now the son. These curses being passed down through generations. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we just want to ask you today for an anointing that will help us to succumb, that will help us to transcend and not to succumb as we go through life intricacies. Father God, we ask you, Lord, whoever is out there that's being besieged by crack cocaine or alcohol, we ask you, Lord, to please, Heavenly Father, we ask you to pour that blessing, that anointing upon them, Heavenly Father, that will give them the strength to overcome. But first, you got to ask God to be part of your life and be head of your household and want to make a change. You can make a change, and you can start today.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads as Pastor Smith. Pastor Smith, they want to come to your church. How did they get there? Where is it located?
My Lord. 2850 Northway Drive. We right by the Transit Center over in the Gateway Commons Community Center. And we are there every Sunday. And our phone number is 763-503-4700. Or you can reach me on my cell phone at 612-735-4828.
I want to thank any last words, Melissa, before we go.
No, just thank you for the blessing, and thank you, VJ, for being a wonderful boss, and thank Mad Dad for showing me love.
And, you know, we're going to show you love. That's all right, you know, because you're a loving young lady, and I'm just really, really proud of you. And, you know, we all got faults, but you know what? They can all be fixed if we keep doing the right thing. God is looking at you and waiting on you to really wake up and do what you're supposed to do. He created us and said, be like him. But some of us want to be like the devil. But you have to make a decision. Do you want to do what God told you? You want to do what you want to do. You make a decision, do the right thing. Reach for the moon. Keep reaching now. If you land up on a star, you did a good thing. Thanks for listening to Blog Talk Radio. Come on by Tuesday night as a support group. We'll see you at 5 o'clock today or Thursday at 5 o'clock. Anyone else, daycare and food, all waiting for you. The number is 612-822-0802. 612-822-0802. Thank you. God bless you.
Ooh.